The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The big news domestically, of course, today on foot of the announcement last week is that after having it approved by Cabinet today, the Irish government, the Irish state, officially recognises the state of Palestine. Here is what the Taoiseach Simon Harris in the Dáil had to say a little bit earlier.
I said that moving in lockstep with our European colleagues, we sought to be bearers of hope. We wanted to reaffirm our belief that peace is possible, that justice is achievable, and that recognition of both states, Palestine and Israel, is the only cornerstone upon which that peace must be built. You cannot have a two-state solution without two states. We have long recognised the state of Israel and its right to exist in peace and security within internationally agreed borders. Today we say we equally recognise the state of Palestine and its right to exist within internationally agreed borders. When I spoke to President Abbas last Wednesday, he thanked Ireland, Spain and Norway for our leadership in recognising the state of Palestine, and he praised our decision as one of a beacon of hope to the Palestinian people.
That was Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking in the Dáil earlier today on foot of that official recognition of the state of Palestine. The Irish musician Liam O'Mahony is with me now. Liam, it is good to talk to you. Is this a case of better late than never?
Well, it's something. I mean, it's a state of emergency. There are people being bombed as we speak. I think it's far more than a political situation. But, you know, a mother or a child or a brother or a sister whose family are no more are just thinking, please make this stop.
What needs to happen now, in your mind, in order to kind of to have some impact beyond just recognition? What would give effect to this from a positive point of view?
From a positive point of view, I spoke to a bank official not that long, well, no, actually 20 years ago, who was suggesting that I invest money just in a savings account. And I said, can you guarantee me that my money will not go into the weapons industry? And he said, no, I can't guarantee you that. And I think people aren't being made aware of that. And I think that will be a very effective way of positively moving forward, because it's an international issue. Palestine are taking the rap, but all over the world there's desperate behaviour being carried on against normal good people just living their lives in the land that they were born, the land they grew up, the land their ancestors came from. And Palestine in Gaza are standing for all of us, you know, Ireland included. We are suffering here. Just a criminal system of land ownership, landlordism, whatever you want to call it. And everything has to change, and that'll be positive. That's a positive suggestion, is to change everything, because the dollar is on the altar of the controlling people, and it's time to take the dollar off our altars and put people back there, put humanity and life. And it's not rocket science. It's the opposite.
So where would you start, Liam? So let's say you had kind of the reins of power.
The reins of power, I'd start with myself, you know. If I had an account, I'd pull everything out of that savings account, that nest egg, whatever. Pull it out, put it somewhere else. Put it into a credit union, that's where I'd start. That's where we have to start, because it's the weapons industry sell to you, they sell to me, they sell to whoever will pay. And it's absurd, ludicrous. And it's what is making the world go round, and that's what's ironic. We can protest all we want, but while we still have our compound interest happening in the bank for our savings accounts, you know, we're actually... I'm speaking from experience, because I was in a record company called London Records, Polygram, and they're underneath an umbrella that also made weapons. I was kind of like, wait a second. I'm here singing about humanity and part of the byproduct of what I do goes into the making of weapons. So that got me thinking about the workings and the way the workings of things. You know, Q Magazine did a big article about where your money comes from or where your money goes back in the 90s. And I went, oh, my God, really? And that's the way it is.
That's because I know we're kind of broadening out into other areas, but you look at lots of different industries and even like food and things. I mean, the number of companies that actually control things, it's just getting smaller and smaller and smaller, isn't it? People don't realize that kind of the choice is illusory to a degree in the supermarket, that the kind of five brands you're trying to choose between are actually all owned by one person or one company.
Yeah, exactly. But there are things you can do. And one of them is just dismantle your finance system and take, you know, invest in somebody that you think is worth investing in or something. I don't know. But just be aware. Be aware of that. I mean, we're not aware of these things. And we are connected as well. We are connected. What happens to those over there is in some way happening to us. And the coffee on our that we're drinking from, as you say, you know, it's hard. We all our hands are, if you want, we're looking at blood on all our hands. But it is a huge, and it is a huge thing that this has happened. This recognition of the identity of a people who for millennia have been living there, coexisting with good people of all types, of all nationalities, of all backgrounds. Haza was an international city, and all religions coexisted very well there. But that doesn't suit a certain, you know, divide and conquer is a very old. And if you look at the patterns, you know, patterns of behavior to keep certain things going a certain way.
You know, there'd be a more cynical counter argument made, which would be, you know, those weapons manufacturers that if they disappeared tomorrow, others would spring up in their place, because it's like the kind of the drug dealer, drug user argument and kind of supply and demand, and they're satisfying a demand. And there's
better the devil you know than the devil you don't know. Well,
sure. it may be a bit of that, but also just I guess what they might say is the issue isn't big kind of weapons manufacturers. The issue is kind of, and this is kind of maybe a very old-fashioned way of phrasing this, but kind of man's insatiable appetite for violence.
And power and ownership and money. But it is an industry, and if you can, whatever it takes to stop the bombing of people. And appetite for you know, we're saying the same thing in certain levels. It's very hard, but human beings are amazing. We are amazing things. We are amazing. Life is absolutely extraordinary. And when we look up from our phones and our screens and we stop listening to the fear mongering that's pushed down our throats every single day, there is greatness everywhere, and also every culture. You know, the culture and music. As a musician, I look at life through that lens. So it's how I measure life and how I love life. And music from the Middle East is exciting to know that music. And they're still making music there in the crossfire. You see the people, the children, the young people, the people are making their music, they're singing. Music is going to play a part.
Liam O'Wiley, Irish musician. Liam, a pleasure as always, and thank you for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.